Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and I am your host, Poetic Energy, and we will soon be connecting in my co-host, Stevie G. It's that time again. It's Thursday night, open mic, but this time we are adding a new segment to the show for the second half of the show. We will be introducing Strong Island Central Sheets, where all the poets can come through and deliver those erotic and sensual pieces that they have, they so want to do during the first half. And we are so looking forward to that this evening. I just want to welcome all of you that are tuning in to the show. And we definitely are also excited this evening because tonight we are going to be announcing the winners of our Hot 100 Poetry Contest. I'm so excited about that because so many people have been anticipating this moment. We had a wonderful, wonderful show last week where we had a gazillion poets come through and share their voice. So I'm so looking forward to this evening. We're going to kind of get it started with a little bit of music because some of the poets, everybody has to show fashionably, right? But we do expect for them to come on through and share their voices with us. I see you. People are starting to sign into the chat room. Welcome, Bess 11824. Welcome, Shanice Marie. And, of course, we are waiting for all of the rest of our frequent guests to come in and share with us their voices. All right, we're just going to get it started with a little bit of music here. And just to get it started, the moment started, let's go with a little bit of Maxwell with Bad Habits. That's one of my favorite cuts from Maxwell. All right, let's get it started here. And let the poets roll in.
From the floor to the ceiling, girl, I feel you when you comb your hair.
Welcome back, folks, to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E. And now I see my co-host has arrived in the building. You know it gets popping when he comes in. So let's connect our co-host in. PBG, how you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
All right. Now,
hello,
I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
I just was speaking to the room. Hello, everybody in the room.
All righty. We're just going to get it started here. I see everybody that's coming in. We're going to take a few seconds just to acknowledge everyone in the chat room. Hello, everyone in the chat room. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Our guest 11932, Katrina, Itrina, I feel, Shawnee Marie, Sneeke, CVG, Strong Island, and I know Ms. Soft Kisses was here, so welcome, and all of those who are not signed into the chat room, welcome, and also welcome to those who are on the switchboard but don't have their hands raised up, welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so looking forward to this evening. We have a couple of announcements. Tonight is the night that we announce the winners of the Hot 100 Poetry Contest. And we are so excited because I know that it was very difficult for us to make decisions, but I think we all made some good choices, all the judges involved. So we're just going to get the I'm going to just get the show started with a piece myself. I'm not going to perform or anything like that. I'm just going to kind of just read it and get you all started here on the first half of the show. We do have a little bit later on in the evening, a different segment of the show that we are adding. Uh-oh. Okay, is that my cue that I'm talking too much, Stevie?
That's my phone.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get it started. I'm going to read a piece that I don't think I've read before on the show, Finding Inner Peace. To find inner peace, you have to release the memories, pains, and ridicules of the past, because these past circumstances are stripping your soul of its life, tossing and turning all through the night, while humiliation, anger, regret, and mistakes are instigating insanity in your life. Release yourself from mental imprisonment so that you can find your path to freedom and engage in the peace that have been so desperately searching and longing for. And upon your confrontation with peace, it will be then you will discover the greatest truth of peace and freedom. and that is that they are parallel in power for a short time. With either of them, you pay a cost and become lost. But eventually your eyes become open, and now thanks to truth, you will no longer wander as a lost soul stripped of all traces of inner peace, because truth was shadowing as an interface to let you know that it was always there. But the rainy days and fall from the lowering clouds made vision unclear and had you wondering, asking the question, where? Therefore, you could not walk and chose not to see the freedom and peace that always resided in thee. That's my piece, Finding Inner Peace. Alrighty. Alrighty, we're going to keep it going. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you.
That was a piece.
You're so quiet over there.
That was really nice. I like that piece you just read.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Alright, we're going to keep the show going here. I am going to kind of... Maybe I'll just read another short piece. This piece is called Meditation is the Gateway. Meditation is the gateway to a brilliant source of light. Seekers reflect inwardly to grasp or to a better insight, an immeasurable power that helps the weary rise above any negativity that seeks to invade and strip the soul from its life and liberty. The solemn pose connecting to the sensory images in the mind produces a flow of energy that makes you whole, bringing your world in line. A surge of power that releases a stream of electric current, illuminating like a flame so solidly fervent, abating the spirit that lacks vitality. Meditation is the rejuvenation that awakens the mind, body, and soul so happily. Meditation is a tool to rid the seeker of a state of mediocrity. It releases a driven energy of ain't no stopping me. Meditation retrieves the secrets of the brain, mapping the path to travel to claim the fame. I meditate to look into the future, to see what the future offers me, to see what I can achieve. My mental thoughts tell me success, but my physical thoughts say yes. Now every day I wake up knowing I'm the best, and that's my peace. Meditation is the gateway.
Are these new pieces you reading me?
Yeah, these are in my book called God's Inner Peace.
That was really nice.
Well, thank you, CBD. All right, now we're going to take the first caller on the air. And caller from the 323 area code, you are currently on the air. Poetic is CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, how are you? This is Charlie Zero.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, you made it.
Wait, who am I speaking to?
This is Poetic Ear. Remember you came on my show the weekend. You're in my group now on the Facebook.
That's right. How are you? I'm back.
I'm great, yeah. I'm glad that you came back to the show.
Why, thank you. I didn't know I remember you saying that your show's every Thursday, and I didn't think that I didn't think it was this Thursday, or maybe I got it confused with probably like Friday or something, but wow, it's great to hear your voice again, and it's great to hear from you again.
Yes. All right. What are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm kind of in a little debate about that, but let me see. I'm looking at two pieces of paper, and I think I am going to spice up your open mic to a little bit of, my idea of death.
All right. Spice it up for us.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird, but... So, go something like this. Oh, the title's called Death's Engineer Machine. And it goes something like this. Little engineer worms are slowly eating a hole in the sky. Do you hear the whispers sinking deep in your mind? The discoloration fetus evolves with growth and genocide. Can you see them pulling this through? Eight-legged fly shells are morphing into Jetstar syndrome. 1,000 insects marching inside a decomposed god. The product of Jesus is being sold by cannibalistic politicians. I hear the voices scratching away at my artificial disease. We are crawling to the highest lows and the lows to the highest. My venom dreams keep me unsafe from unwanted annihilation. They eat unsaved virgins. My mind deteriorates from lack of sleep, consciousness dreams. Is everyone breathing slowly? The noise is dripping from my ears. Death, death, death. Are you awake? End.
All righty. Well, how are we doing on the show? That's a very interesting piece. You know, what made you write that piece?
let me see. I could sum it up probably as very precise. I had a vision about this dream, if you will. My mind is pretty much programmed or depicted as seeing a lot of surrealistic imageries. At this point, I must have seen, mind you, this is just what I saw in my dream. I saw a lot of Jesuses laying on the floor. And I saw like 1,000 Jesuses, and I thought of like Jesus Holocaust. And when I was walking and I stepped on these Jesus's corpse, I stumbled upon the sun was right like above me, and it had veins. It was pumping like it was a heart, and it was kind of dripping a little bit of this yellow substance, and the whole time it was just pure violence, pure love, but the thought of love is the thought of hate, and the hate is love, so it's like a yin yang, dichotomy of those two that normally people
definitely have a different style. I don't want to quote you short, but we do have, other poets that want to come through. But before you go, this is something that we do on the show. We always try to show everybody some love, so we have to clap it up for you for giving us that piece. All right, that was Mr. Charlie Zero.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and please continue to come on to the show. All right. That
you're welcome.
To Charlie Zero. Are you signed into the chat room, Charlie?
No, I'm not. I don't have a computer right next to me, so I'm kind of out.
All right.
Yeah, I don't have a computer, so I'm right here at my friend's house, and I just grabbed my paper, but I will be going back home later to jump on my computer, so.
All righty. Well, next time. All right. Thank you once again. Have a great evening. All righty. That was Mr. Charlie Zero, you all. All righty. We're going to keep the show going here. And we just want to take this moment to remind the poets of the call-in number is 917-932-8881. We are going to keep the show going here. We are still. CVG, did you want to share a piece really quickly before we go on?
A new piece I wrote that I could share.
Okay.
It's called Blessings North of Me. I've never been on the top, so I guess I'm at the side of my game. But that doesn't mean I stopped climbing. I ain't got time to point my finger and blame someone or something, merely obstacles in my way. I keep it moving, for the top is calling me. Taking short breaks, can't have it all work and no play. keeping my faith regardless of the day of the week, knowing I can't make it all by my lonesome, for he is my king and I the meek. Looking back is difficult and the fall deadly, so I concentrate on the north of me. Let's just say we'll call the south history. Actually, no time to look back for me. I just might lose my hat, and those who know me know what my hat means to me. Just to enlighten, though I haven't reached the top, the road some smooth, some rugged, but no matter the surface, the climbing won't stop. I'm a fair-skinned brother, but does that really matter? I'm still a nigger in the eyes of some, no matter how high I climb the ladder. Anyway, who is to say or not say when one reaches that height? It's my journey to heights I climb. God is standing in judgment, and he is my light. The higher I climb, the more tired my body gets. It's an uphill struggle with each and every step, but I believe the top and I will be the perfect fit. The moral here is to never look back. It's what's ahead of you that counts. The things behind you are lessons learned, and the things ahead, blessings, no doubt. And that's my piece.
All right, Mr. CBG, I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
All right, CBG, did you notice that was a different clap feature?
Yeah, I did.
Trying to switch it up a little bit. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We have still 35 minutes remaining in the first half of the show. And just quickly, we're going to announce that the second half, the second hour, we are introducing our Strong Island Central Sheets will be the second half of the show where all the poets can come in and read erotic, romantic, or whatever you like on that half of the show, and you can, it's just raw and uncut. So feel free, and we will be introducing our newest host for that segment, Miss Strong Island herself. So I am so looking forward to the second half of the show. Before we go any further, we have to pay some bills, so we are going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to take some of the next callers on the air. Alrighty.
Like to read but haven't got time for bookstores? Then try Whispers Publishing. They've got hundreds of e-books with new ones being added every 2 weeks. You can find and read many award-winning authors in a variety of genres. Can't make a choice? Then why not check out the readers' reviews or even add your own? Whispers Publishing is dedicated to your reading entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Visit whispershome.com now.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E and CBG. All righty, we had to do that, y'all. We had another sponsor here on the show, and we are so excited about that. We have a lot of callers on the line that don't have their hands raised up, so when you want me to bring you in to read a piece, please raise your hand. Just click the one and your hand will go up. But we're going to just take the next caller who has their hand up and call from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic ESPBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is author Nicole Brown.
Hello, Nicole.
Author Nicole Brown is in the house. What you going to do for us, girl?
In the house. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You called me by surprise. I'm not quite ready.
You're not quite ready? Where you?
No.
We can take the next caller and come back to you.
Yes, please do. Thank you.
All righty. We're going to get you off the hook for it right now. All righty. We are going to take the next caller with a hand up. All righty. Caller from the 631 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, it's Strong Island 631.
Hi, Strong Island is in the house.
Yeah, I'm going to do a piece called I'm Only Human.
Okay, I'm Only Human.
Bring me heat, Strong.
And this is how this piece goes. Blessings are coming down now. My prayers are still being answered. So why is the devil trying to proclaim his spot in my heart? I proclaim my name in the Lord above. All else falls. This child of God should never be mistaken as a saint, because I am only human. I do have mistakes, but please forgive me, Lord, because I do trust and always believe in you. Love above all is the highest power, and thanks for it all. Be gone, devil. I am a child of the Lord, and that is my peace.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Strong, you got that out the way.
Whoa. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I got to
ask
you. Who is this imposter on my telephone?
I'm not an imposter.
This is an imposter.
Imposter.
Hold on. Let me not. What's wrong,
folks? That's all right, Strong. You have to bring something different, so... I so admire you for that. You know how we do it on the show. We have to talk you up for that. Thank you for that. Peace. Yes, it's Strong Island. All right, Ms. Strong Island, thank you for rendering that piece tonight. I am only human, and that is so true. We all are just only human. All right, that was Ms. Strong Island. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 757 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E at DVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is I Can Prove You Wrong.
What's up?
All right, Mr. I Can Prove You Wrong. All right. What are you going to rock the mic with?
I'm going to try to do a little piece. It's a old piece. Y'all might have heard it, but, you know, it's the first piece that came
that's
to mind
right.
that I want.
All right.
And what's
that's
up,
all right.
Stevie?
If it was good to us the first time, it's going to be even better this time.
All right. It is. All right. The piece is called An American Gang Story. Diablos. Rolling 50 strong, black dragons rising from the depths of poverty. They were speaking in codes. Their lifestyle, gangster disciples, impaled, branded by skulls and bones, homegrown, vigilante, ethnic cleansing of their own. We are Generation Y. Why I try understanding my life seen through my eyes. The dirty tub, watch the blood of my enemy, a slob. Elevated to a new stature in life, we were doing the Ku Klux Klan old job. I was held up on Martin Luther King Boulevard, shot in the leg, crip walking across the street, ducking bullets, stuck between the Latin kings, fighting them at 13. I was laying on the ground, hiding, looking up at 5 and 6 pointed stars in the blue sky, frightened, celebrating crescent moon, hearts and wings. Heaven was calling my name, pulling my soul upward because some Mongols stuck up my life and became circled by yellow tape at night. My God, my life has been robbed. Crowd stuck in a barrel, praying to the vice lords, hell's angel, applauded by the American mob, sent by a folk nation of blood. In the gleaming light of injustice, colored by red blood flowing, after a golden spark from a black handgun, ripping into a blue shirt, killing a brown man, falling to the ground, stained with the tears of mothers, troubled by our colors, wearing a black dress brought the day that you were born. So you go ahead, you go ahead, you scream police brutality. I'm screaming black on black genocide right now. So when will we stop committing harakiri, self-inflicted wounds, standing on the tip of the Eiffel Tower, swan diving onto a sword? Playing Russian roulette blind for the walking backwards on the interstate during rush hour. Our livelihood has been ignored. How do you escape When you lay your life down in the streets, living against the paradise for quick drive goodbyes, tangled by nautical miles, distance separating family ties, armies of stretched limos picketed by family cries, the moanings, the wellings, mothers and fathers' feelings. I lost my child in the streets, orphaned by my own mishandling, in denial, losing a custody battle to another American gang story. And that's my piece.
Ooh, all right.
My word.
You get a live clap.
We got a show. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Miss, I could prove you wrong. We so appreciate you for that.
Thank you for allowing me to have...
You got me trembling over here. Yes. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
What? Can I quickly just ask you, what state of mind were you in when you wrote that piece? What just brought that all together?
I was actually looking at a documentary, but it was, you know what I'm saying, it was like looking at a documentary about all the gangs that's in American history, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to try to put into a platform of all of them, you know what I'm saying? Like when I say Diablos, you know what I'm saying, that's a gang, and, you know, different gangs in the parts of the poetry to make it mesh together in order, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a representation of all the American gangs, you know what I'm saying, the main ones. So, you know, I seen that, and then I was like, it'd be dope if I can try to put it into a piece that actually makes sense.
Yes, and it does make sense, and it's a very, very powerful piece. We so appreciate you for coming on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, sharing that piece with us tonight. And you got mad love in the chat room for that. All right, Mr. Akinkubi-Rong, thank you so much, sir. And tell us how we can connect with you, some of those who don't. I know that I think we are friends on Facebook here. But how can people stay in touch with you?
Imperfection is reality.
That's your Facebook page? Yeah. All right. Y'all heard it, y'all. This is one of those people that you should stay. Oh, he put it in the chat room, so definitely stay connected with him. Thank you so much for sharing that piece. And we are just going to take the next call. I hope you can stay a while with us. All right. We're going to take the next caller from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E of Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is author Nicole Brown.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I have a short piece for you, and it's titled Cotton Candy.
Cotton candy, okay.
Give me that cotton candy, boy. With you all day, I'll toy to get that sweet cotton treat. Give me that cotton candy, boy, that stuff that flows out when you're filled with the utmost joy. Give me that cotton candy, boy. All day I'll play with you and have a real feast. Give me that cotton candy, boy. That cotton candy is what I enjoy. And that's that piece.
All right.
Cotton candy.
Can you elaborate on it?
Now, that was
painless,
wasn't it?
Let's elaborate now.
You want to elaborate, CBG?
Down into layman's terms for the brothers who don't know.
He wants you to put it in layman's terms.
Yeah.
Now, what are you referring to?
You're strong
out.
Out in here. Huh? You in here. What? That's out in here.
Oh, my God. You want to elaborate, Nicole?
No. No, thank you.
Okay, she said she's playing the fifth on this one. You just use your imagination.
Just let it run rampant, huh?
All right, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing that piece with us, Cotton Candy. And we'll just let all the brothers out there use their own imagination with that piece. All right, Nicole. Thank you. I hope you continue to hang out with us and perhaps come back through with another piece to put the icing on the cake.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, then. We are going to play, you know, on the show we always play tracks, you know, spoken word tracks or even music tracks because we have a lot of singers and vocalists who have, come onto the show. And so we, you know, like to play some of their tracks. This particular one is going to be a future guest on our show. His name is Sirius with his single Electrify featuring Miss Lou. So we're going to play that very quickly in honor of him. All right, and then we'll get back with some more poetry, y'all.
In the E, we came to party. Street lights entice the lights, the people who ride the rhythm. Red claps, perhaps you can stab in. Fully strapped, relax for the ride of your life. Fold the night, take flight, let loose 100 boots for you to get into. The cooling you, it's moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curb. Burger great beats, body heat, keep rocking out. Had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor. Played it through, missed that dupe, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climax. We clap in unison, tuning in the same bat channel with that for ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds ground these sorrows. Tomorrow be better, never lose its move. Choose the good vibe, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commit to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Your feet, do the talking moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal kills the limit of doubt. The dawn breaks through, let your cash shake loose. Let me introduce a new movement. Get into it, move hips to the truest. The room fits in a melodic state. Escape through waves of sound. Tiny kick, drumstick, hand clap, boom, pat, shake that, lean back, pop, snap, react quick. That's it.
Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and co-host, Stevie G. That was Mr. Furious with his single, Electrify. He will be an up-and-coming guest on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, along with his record label out of California. So we are expecting them to come and interview with us in May. So we'll keep you posted on the actual dates of that or when they're going to be here. I just want to take a quick moment to acknowledge everyone in the chat room. Black Homeschooler, all the guests, I Can Prove You Wrong, Katrina I Trina Field, Shawnee Police, Nike, Soft Kisses, CBG, Strong Island, and all of those who are not signed into the chat room, welcome. We are so glad you chose to hang out with us this night. All righty. Because we are starting a new segment, second half of the show tonight, we wanted to go ahead and announce the winner of the last 15 minutes of the show. So it's pretty much 16 more minutes remaining in the first half of the show. So I am just so, because I am just on fire. I'm almost getting ready to explode because I want to go ahead and announce the winners of our Hot 100 Poetry Contest. I was so glad to host this for the first year on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And I believe that we are going to be doing this every year. And we had six judges, including myself and my co-host. And the other judges were private because we didn't want anybody to try to influence because a couple of people tried to influence me. But that wasn't going to work. But anyway, without further ado, drum roll! Stevie, can you give me a drum roll? These are the Hot 100 Poets of the Year! And we're going to go ahead. You know what? I'm just going to tell you guys very quickly. It was so difficult to choose because, you know, so many talented poets came through and just really shared their voices. So what I did, we added two more awards. Instead of the three, we added two more, so making a total of five. So there are a total of five winners because it was so close and so difficult. So without further ado, our Hot 100 first place winner is David Crouch, also known as DC, the Voice of Reason. He is the top 100 poet, unanimously was decided by all six judges. So that was David Crouch again. DC, the Voice of Reason, was our first and our top 100 winner of the trophy and the cash prize that he will be getting with that. So congratulations, David. DC, the Voice of Reason. Alrighty. Following him in second place is drum roll, Stevie G. Second place winner was John Crenshaw, also known as J. Crenshaw, number two winner of the Hot 100 Poetic Energy Medallion. All right, let's keep it rolling, y'all. We got three more winners to announce. The third place winner of the Hot 100 Poetry Contest is Alvin Lloyd Alexander Hall. All righty. And we have two more people to go. The fourth place winner of the Hot 100 Poetry Contest is Katrina Itrina Ifield. All right. That's a good one. And we have our last and final winner of the Hot 100 Poetry Contest, y'all. Mr. Wiley Edwards. Yay! Let's clap it up for all of our winners. And I know some of them may not be here. Yes. Talented poets that came through and shared their voices. I'm trying to put it in the chat room, all of those people that won. So it was very, very difficult, and we are so excited because we are going to run this every year. because, you know, we have some people that really truly want to be a part of blessing and promoting and awarding those talented people out there who, you know, sometimes don't get noticed for their talents. But we'd like to just thank all of those people who participated. You guys were very awesome and wonderful. We're so glad you participated. And there's always going to be next year. As long as I'm in the land of the living and the Poetic Energy Radio Show is airing, we are going to continue this Hot 100 Poetry Contest. And, you know, again, we're so thankful all for participating with us. Yes. All right, we're going to take some more callers. I see all of the lines are filled up. So we're going to continue on and take some callers. All right. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, what's up, people? This is Larry, the soulful poet, your fifth place winner.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you? Congratulations.
I'm happy for all the contestants, but the little kitty side of me is like, dang, man, I wanted the cash prize. But it ain't about that. It ain't about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, props to everybody, and I want to thank you. And what's the co-host's name? I didn't catch their name, so I can acknowledge him. Stevie?
Stevie G, yeah.
Stevie G, how you doing, bro?
All right, how you?
I'm fine. I don't want to take up too much time because I know somebody else is spitting, but some of them have heard this before, what I'm about to do, and
okay.
It's available on my www.larrie.bandcamp.com, and it's the Poetic Love Spoken Word Remix. Hopefully you got yours. Both of y'all got yours. It's free, and this is the Spoken Word Remix, so here it is. Poetic love, poetic love, poetic love. There are no words beautiful enough to describe you. You are everything I dreamed of times two. I don't want to bore you with a bunch of adjectives and metaphors, but from the sentiments of my heart and mind, the words I must explore. The love I have for you stretches beyond infinite ways. Every moment spent with you is cherished. These are golden days. If I could pick one word to describe you, remarkable, maybe another intangible. All I know is that what we have is pure natural beyond spiritual. You are my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my whole universe. And I find myself thanking the heavens above, and I say this out of poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love. Poetic love, this is my poetic love. You are the music dancing in my head, which makes me smile from ear to ear. You are the melody that keeps me calm in spite of my fears. You are my raft that leads me to shore when my rivers run deep. At night, you are my full moon that watches over my sleep. You are my morning sun that awakens me. You are my gentle breeze that soothes my soul with ease, emotionally, spiritually, naturally, fearlessly. I've fallen so deep into the feelings I express to you poetically. You and I and you, you bless me. I combined in the oneness of we. Love, love, love. Because you're my poetic love, poetic love. Poetic love, yeah. That was just a little bit of it, and that's my piece.
All right, Larry.
Oh, my goodness. Larry. Yeah. What did I make you do? I didn't do that piece last week.
That was tight, bro. I like
it. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody that hasn't hit me on Facebook, Larrie, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. And you'll know everything from there if you're not my friend. But that right there, you can go to www.larie.bandcamp.com. I have downloads available. But that one, Poetic Love Spoken Word Remix, is free. Go get it. It's my gift to everybody. And I want to thank you, and I don't want to take up every much time, man. Thank you.
And I will be in touch with you because we have to get mailing addresses to, you know, to get your medallions. They are pretty nice, I think so. So I think you'll like it.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm on. Yeah.
So I'll definitely connect with you.
Okay.
All right. That was Mr. Larie Edwards, y'all. Y'all heard him with his information. Y'all go check him out. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 615 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Jazzy Sedelic.
All right. How are you this evening?
Hey. I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're great. Is this your first time on the show?
It is. Thanks for the invite. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we're so glad you made it out. All right. What you going to do for us this
evening? I'm doing a piece, and it's titled Empowerment.
All right.
Empowerment takes you a level higher. We all have imperfections, convictions, what's your priors? The depth of insecurity I require, like murder for hire. But I choose to kill with words of fury. I'm on trial with myself as the judge and jury. My vision used to be blurry. Behind sight is 20/20, basic like ABC. The learning network on Jazzy TV. Broadcasting frequencies frequently. So stay tuned to the segment called Stop Dissing. Take the diss out of that. Give discourage back to its owner. Negative is a loner. Positive, encourage, let your goals flourish. The cycle of doubt is vicious. Anti-spyware needed, malicious. The lack of confidence is fictitious. Look at where you're getting your information. Close your eyes and ears to ideas that cause complications. Opinions are just that, an opinion where someone opened their mouth and spoke what they wanted to be true. But don't let them think for you or guide your decision too. They reside in Whoville. I was talking about who me, so ask them who real, because they still. Lost without a cause, a play without the pause, perfect with all the flaws, a coward without the balls. Strengthen your walls. If the walls could speak, what would they say? You don't play? Stop acting that way? Or where does your backbone lay? You already have the mind, body, and soul. Put your pieces in place and take back control. Thank you. That's it.
Woo! No. All right. You know how we got to do it. Yeah. We are so glad you came through and rented back. Please, you put it down.
Thank
you. You are quiet over there.
No, I'm fine. I enjoyed the piece. I loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're so glad that you hung out with us tonight and shared it. Please don't be a stranger. Please.
I surely will. And thanks again for the invite. I surely will every week.
All right. Make sure you follow the show now. All right.
Yes,
thank you so much, sister.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All righty. Well, it's that time, y'all. We still have callers on the switchboard, and we're going to give you an opportunity. But we're going into the next hour of our new segment of the show. Stone Island Sensual Chief. And I am so loving this because Joan Island is going to assume the role as the host of this segment because it's in honor of her, and she's going to definitely give it to you all tonight. And all those callers that want to come, call in and read your erotic pieces, your sensual pieces, is no limitation. Just call them in and lay it down for us, and we'll welcome you with open arms, y'all. All right. We're going to connect with Joan Island and welcome her as the host. And I'm going to fall back, and I'm going to hang out with Stevie G as co-host of the Joan Island Sensual Sheets segment of the show. Joan Island, welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, girl. It's your time to shine.
Hi, everybody. This is Strong Island. Welcome to Strong Island Sensual Sheets. Now, Ms. Poetic E, we're ready for that first caller. Who do we have?
All right, caller. Caller from the 757 area code.
Caller, you on the air with Strong Island. Do you want to spit it sensually, or do I need to bring the ice? Caller for the 757 area code, are you there?
I guess he wants the ice.
Okay, Ms. Poetic, we go to the next caller.
Okay.
Area code. Caller, you on the air with the Strong Island. Do you want to spit it sensually, or do I need to bring the ice? Caller from 718 code, are you there?
Everybody's chickening out tonight.
Caller from the 718, are you going to kick it or not? Because Strong Island is bringing her ice buckets.
All right, Strong Island.
Okay, Poetic E, we can go on to the next one. They may be a little shy for now.
All right, it's back to 757.
Okay, caller from the 757. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who do we have here?
I can prove you wrong.
Okay, I can see you wrong. Are you going to spin it sensually, or are you going to make me bring the ice?
I could go sensual. I can try that. I ain't good at it, but I can try it.
Brother, you have the mic.
All right. I never did this piece before, so bear with me. It's called It Started Off Simply Enough. We lay there sweating, panting, dripping wet, beside two burnt out candles and incense. On a mothership, we blasted off and reached that summit. She straddled me riding into the sunset. Giddy up, little lady, going north, southwest, north, southwest, north, southwest, north, southwest. Our body became compressed, suffocated. The air between us merged into one. I don't know where you start and I begin, swimming up your canal in this sea of flesh. My tongue raced across the curves of your orifice until I reached the top of your crest, cultivating between your two lips, infused with you, tattooed to my brain. So every thought of you ran through my mind and left footsteps. I took refuge, entombed in your womb, digging for your feminine treasures of your pink jewels within the shelter. Within the shelters of your walls, I had a phobia about being without you, so I became your intimate recluse. I must have you. Feeling each delicate kiss around my neck, ripping off my shirt inch by inch, traveling down my chest, sucking my nipples with warm, sensual, soft, slippery caresses around my navel. Then she began unbuckling my pants. I was holding your hands, standing in front of you while you were sitting up on the bed. She already knew that She already knew what was going to happen next. Walking past the sofa, down the hallway, I opened the door to my house, slapping you on your ass. She rubbed across my jeans, feeling my hard on, pulling the keys from my pants. We walked up the stairs. I opened the door, getting out my car. She just finished giving me head, sitting at the intersection, wrestling over the armrest, waiting for the light to turn from green to red. Fed off into the night after a beautiful dinner. My left foot pressed on gas, looking across the table, sipping on wine. She scooted closer as I was stroking her thick, soft legs. We toasted, laughing, enjoying our night, and this is where our story began. And that's my piece.
All right, bro.
Woo!
Yes! Bring it out, because you know.
Really tight. Water is definitely pouring down on me for that one.
No ice for that one.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Woo. Poetic E, I know we have another caller waiting on the line. From the 718. You on the air with Strong Allen.
Hi, hello, good night.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing, Katrina?
Yeah.
Is this Katrina?
I'm doing good, thanks. Hi.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, good night, everyone. Thanks.
Are you going to spit it sensually, or are you going to make me bring the ice?
Oh, no, I'm going to do it sensually.
Okay.
Okay, this
you have the mic.
This one is called Love Me Good. Love me. Love me, I am here waiting patiently for you to love me. Hold me, kiss and caress me, lift and free me, inject, infect me, just love me. My love is like water and you are my plant. Tell me, are you thirsty? Then I will let my love flow like a river upon you to soothe, move and groove you. Can you feel me? 'Cause man, you inspire me, ignite me, excite me. Let me love you fiercely, yet gently, contently. Your sweet nectar is by far the essence to fill me. The way you touch me like never before makes me yearn for more. Imagine what's in store for sure, for you, for me. Make the connection, bathe me with your affection. Let's merge, join, link, ever higher elevations, never to sink. Just think what it would be if you might let me love you intimately, sensuously. Let me feel your manhood as both you and I know I should. Oh, how I wish you could let our bodies, minds, and souls create that perfect mold which will then unfold such celestial beauty to behold. Energize me, electrify me, give me your unconditional love. Make me groan, and I promise I'll eternally be your comfort zone. Just love me, and you'll see it's not a fantasy, but blissful reality. Let me feel your strength, the full length, what you have to offer me, your security, maturity, as a real man should be. Sustain me with your purity, love me for perpetual surety. Bless the gates with your progeny, 1, 2, 3, however many. Just love me. That's it.
That was hot. That, now that, definitely, I felt that piece. Katrina, that was great.
Thank you.
Ms. Porter E., we'll be taking the next caller. Caller from Ms. 865, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Jay Kranz.
What's up,
hey,
Jay?
Congratulations.
Jay Kranz. What's happening?
Are you going to be blessing us with something sensually, or are you going to make us bring the ice?
Well, it's a feel-good poem. It's not anything sensual. It's just a feel-good poem.
Okay, you on the mic.
Okay, thank you. This piece is called Makes Me Smile. Contemplating thoughts and messages and memories of life lessons taught by parents who didn't have much but gave love by the bunch, reminiscing on days and years past that flew by too fast and gave pause to childhood frailties and mysteries of growing into who I was to become to be, streetwise to the world and its complexities, common sense and intelligence leads me to my destiny. I feel the poetry within me yearning each day to break free. It is the most humbling part of my psyche so that I might freely speak. It is the voice that comes from deep. Within me is the soul of the tree, of which I am a branch of, grown from the root and wisdom of past love. I was born a child of the earth, believed I had heavenly miracles, believed in my own self-worth, found true love really does exist, the moment of my firstborn's birth. That's my piece.
Woo!
Short and sweet.
All right.
That was good. That was definitely good. Miss Poetic E, we have the next caller for the 347?
Right.
You are on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have on the mic? Caller from 347, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. This is Sparkle Pieces.
Are you going to spit a piece for us?
Yes, I am. I'm just showing
the
love.
Are you
going to
give
it
sensually, or are you going to make me bring the ice?
Sensually. This is titled 5 Minutes. Invited you in against my skin. Knowing all this was a sin. Needed it, wanted it so much more. Kisses, touches had me set for exotic eruption. It started off slow, then speeded up fast. Then my wall came down. It lasted all but 5 minutes.
Was that your piece?
That was my piece. Short and sweet.
Yes,
all right. Short and sweet.
That was great.
All right.
Make sure you come on home again.
I got another hand ringing. It's just a flinging. Call us on the 615. Who do we have on the air with Miss?
All righty.
What happened to Strong Al?
I have no idea. Strong Island, are you there? Miss Strong Island, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All righty. I guess we had a few people running scared here. All righty. We are. You want to play a little music? Music? Strong Island, are you there? All right, well, we're going to keep it going here. Somehow she lost her connection, and we're going to play a little music with Toni Braxton, Love Me Some Him.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess I don't see no hands up right now. So, Strong Island is getting ready to spit a piece for you called Get Freaky With Me.
Woo! All right!
And this is how it goes. Baby, you call my name just the same as when we used to screw. You would come to the door with nothing on but a leather cover to wrap around your dick. Just in case it was that police chick at the door with her thigh-high boots with high heels coming to give it like before. I'm standing right beside you, ready to continue my introduction to multiple coming sessions. We close the door and go back upstairs where you laid all types of pleasures. Laying against that vase you command, I open my eyes real wide just in time to see that police chick coming at me with a fat big dick. She started to part my legs. At first, I jump up like, what the fuck? You jump in and assure me this will be pleasing and have me coming quickly. I lay back down, now closing my eyes, just to feel them opening again with the tip entering and playing with my clit. The quickness of the moves has me creaming without losing myself. A big fat dick being worn by a chick? Now you pick up the rabbit just to cause havoc on a police chick vagina. Hearing ums, yeah. Making me want some of your pleasure? Switch position I am now in. Open it up once again. Now is my time for the lick of your tongue. As you play with my tits, just causing a fit. Deep plunge is felt all the way up my spine, and that is my piece.
Can you cut that out?
Your segment of the show of the Strong Island Sensual Sheep. All right, girl, you made us get ready. Take out the ice.
Oh, yeah, the ice. Oh, that's that for sure.
Oh,
hey, Miss Cohouse, Miss Poetic.
Get out.
You gonna have, you gonna speak a little something for us?
Who, me?
Oh, Mr. Stevie, you coming to the mic, my brother? Come on.
You know,
I gotta bring my ice, huh?
I got a sensual song. How about that?
Okay, that will work.
I tell you what, one of the sexiest songs I think that's ever written is called "Storm Forecast" by Jamie Foxx.
All right.
I got nothing but my T-shirt and boxers on, waiting for you to get home. It's been sunny outside all day, baby. I can't wait for it to storm. Gotta let the raindrops falling down all on me. That thunder from down under surrounding me. Coming down hard, pounding me. Let the raindrops falling down all over my love. I want it soaking wet all over the bed. I want the rain to come. Lights out like a power outage caused by the lightning in my bed. Spring showers, I can feel the mist every time we kiss. Just didn't know it downpour like this. There's a flash flood warning. Till we wake up in the morning, there'll be puddles in the bed, the weatherman said. I don't know too much of it, but that's part of it. Sorry. That's it. That's a very
Pleasant
song.
Hey, it's a clapping.
Yeah.
It's clapping. All right, Jimmy, that was good.
That
I
was
see some hands up there. And we have caller from the 757. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, man, y'all got back to me already?
You need a little bit more.
But I do have another piece. How hard can I go?
Hard.
As you
want to
go.
Just let it rip.
Right. Okay, I'm going to try this piece again. I keep messing it up, but I'm going to try to get this piece right. It's called Got You Open. Opening your fallopian tubes,
Lone thrusted, busted nuts, left you dazed and confused. This is a battle you wanted to lose. Booty clapping, I'm attacking. I show you what I can prove. You wrong, chick. I'm not that hard to get. My dick is attracted to your pussy like two wrecking balls and magnets. Fatally stabbing, I'm half crazy, demented, knocking your ovaries off balance. Now, are you up for the challenge? Then stick your ass in the air, plant your face in the pillow, and take this damage. When did you learn to speak Spanish? Calling me Papi, stuck between me and the mattress, your sandwich. 69 ways, 4 times a day, time 69 by 10. You are orchestrated in a maze, nowhere to escape, hyperventilating. Out of breath, crying tears of joy, no pain. The sheets are stained, you're drained. You lost focus, eyes rolling to the back of your brain. Looking down at me, screaming, what is your name? I came. Poonanny bashing, hijacking off the chain. Carpet munching simply, I am insane. Doing the damn thing. Yeah, that's right. You calling me a freak? Damn right. Get off the bed, trembling, slap these lips around this dick and suck my dick all night. Deep throating, choking, provoking, making me rise. You're open, let's pin to the headboard stroking. Long, fast, slow poking. I'm hoping you don't give up tonight, baby girl. And that's no joking.
And that's my piece.
Woo! That one.
Oh my God! Yes! Woo! Oh my God, you can't get you right here.
Brother, I think you got it right this time. I think you got it right.
I need some ice after that. Woo! It's melting too quick. He brought the fire.
That's it.
I'm glad, my brother, you did your thing. That's for real.
I'm glad y'all did that. That's clear.
Pow, pow! Woo! Yes, thank you so much for sharing that, Dog Island.
Yes, he was excellent, excellent, excellent.
Girl, he got me over here sweating. I'm over here. Woo!
Me too, me too. Got to get off the floor for that.
All right, my brother.
Well, Miss Cordy,
I don't know what y'all going to do after that. All right.
I think you're going to come up to the mic, Ms. Poetic E. I hear you want to share a piece with us. Are you going
to
give it to us?
I'm too scared to come up to that.
All right.
All right, brother. Yes. Sharon?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know
how to
come after that. He brought the house down.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes, he
I'm
did.
I'm sure you got something in the archives.
How?
I said, I'm sure you got something in the archives.
Do we need to put on a little music for you? Give you a little chance, Miss Poetic E?
Yeah, I need to get my proposal together. He got me over here cheating like he was just, giving all the invitation. I was like, yeah, buddy. All right, let me stop. All righty. You want us to go with the music here, then we can come back.
Yes, please.
All right.
For a
Whew. Very good piece. Very good piece. Welcome back to Poetic Energy Radio Show on our Strong Island Sensual Sheet segment, where it is wet and wild. Who do we have on the mic? Miss Poetic.
Oh, the piece I'm going to do is titled Sensual Pleasures. I like to pamper myself, examine myself, and I sensually describe myself as a mocha chocolate delight, 5'6" in height, plump but pleasant to the sight, eyebrows trimmed up, face naturally painted with MAC makeup, lipstick color, passion purple, brand wet and wild, nails manicured French style, hair twisted in the African twisty locks, skin glowing bronze with natural stuff and silky to the touch, all oiled up, body waxed in all the vital places, nicely trimmed up from my Jamaica, a brother can freely suck. My G-spot stays hot around the clock. My lips stay wet at Jamaica's dock. My nipples hard enough to shield bullets targeting my breasts. I must confess, sensual pleasures are a symphony of chimes that enhances the mental orgasms in my mind. I want to make love all the time, but only with the man that's intended to be mine. The problem that keeps gravitating to me, brothers from all nationalities keep flocking to me, reciting poetry to me. They want to polish me up like the red rings do the Stanley Cup. Holler at me, wanting to break open my pinata, thinking that's what's up. Nada. Brothers, let's talk real talk. I want to be free. No sexual prohibitions. Non-member of the player coalition. I come with no false pretension, sometimes accused of ambiguity, but this is my surety. My temple is maintained in purity, abstaining from pleasure sexually, successfully avoiding sexual disease. It's the sensual pleasures I want to seize, but only through the true intimacy this can be achieved. So I'll wait, dwelling in the land of sensual pleasures, patiently waiting for the soul that can sensually bond with me, mentally arouse me, ignoring the random brother stretching out to me, eagerly gravitating to the one who captures the essence of me, whose spiritual soul connects to me, who's satisfied and partaking in the festivities of having me, supping from me, glazing me, praising me, fucking me. That's what's up with me. Favor and blessings to the brother that ends up with me. Proceed carefully, because you'll find yourself forever in love with me. Sensual pleasure. That's my piece.
Woo! Poetic E.
You are something else.
Just lay it down. You know, I think behind that, Miss Poetic E, I think I'm going to have to come on back and read something else for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. And this piece is actually going to be called Lover from the Past. And it goes like this. You came to me with memories of our past. I can remember all the positions we would do. You would look at a book and say, now let's fuck. I would look at the book and be amazed how the bodies were so entwined. Her head upside down off the bed, your head right side up on the bed. All the while you open me up, you plunge your dick right inside. To my amazement, this was awesome move. This was not the ordinary screw. You were able to get it in with no thought. You bust multiple nuts. As well as I did, because you hit my G-spot real good. My legs shake, because the spot was under attack with multiple deep plunges fell all the way up my back. Whole screams of pleasure inside, while you reach for my breast to continue with the onset of massaging my body. While that pussy was exploding, my body was almost convulsing. staring me, pleasing me, all the while treating me like the lover of all time. I can't wait to redo it again. You are not even my man, and that is my piece.
All right.
I see we have some hands up in this room. Caller 615, you on the air with Strong Allen. Who do we have on the air?
This is Simone.
Welcome. Are you going to spit something for us centrally, or do I need to bring the ice?
The ice.
All right. You on the mic, sister. Go ahead.
No one turns me on like him or does what he can do. He appeals to my freaky side and knows I love it too. I love that I want to eat you up, look in his eyes. He licks my lips, he licks his lips, then spreads my thighs. He kisses me gently, then opens me up. He says that he's thirsty and needs to drink from my cup. I can tell that he really enjoys the way I taste, and it turns me on when he tells me to fuck his face. He lets me taste his tongue when he's through. I don't mind. I love my pussy, and he does too. He says my mouth is lovely, and he loves the way it feels. When he moans, I know an explosion is soon to follow. Now I bet you're wondering if I spit or if I swallow. I'm ready to feel him inside me, so I spread my lips apart. He's like, damn, you so soft. And I'm like, you so hard. I'm under his spell. He has my nose and pussy wide open. I lose control from the way that he keeps stroking. I call him Einstein because he has the stroke of genius, or my Magnum Man with his golden penis. He explores my body and gives me extreme pleasure. I want to hold on to his dick like it's a grudge forever. He likes to tease me. All of a sudden, he'll just pause. He makes me beg for it and makes sure I feel it all. He stares at me with an intense look in his eyes, like he's determined to win and making me come is the prize. He makes me so weak as he gets harder and stronger. He makes me scream and I can't hold it any longer. I get so wet, he's so hard, we both ready to burst. And he's such a gentleman, he makes sure I come first. I'm ready to get it back up as soon as it goes down. And he's always more than willing to go several rounds. I believe I found my perfect sexual match. He can get it whenever, wherever, well, as long as he doesn't get too attached.
Oh, God, yes!
Now that was hot.
She said he can get it whenever, wherever.
Yes, Lord.
Find my kind.
Yes.
That was tight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Whew. Well, I see we have another hand raising up. Caller on the 615. You on the air with Strong Island? Who do we have on the air?
Okay, we have somebody calling incognito again.
Hey, they're running scared. I think we're scaring them tonight.
Strong Allen, I'm away.
There's no need to be scared. Just bring it.
Strong Allen, scare them away.
Oh my goodness! This is just how the poem is coming.
What are you doing?
All the way
for music.
Yes. It's always good to get you in the mood with some good old music. Yes.
That was Raheem Devon. Love that song. Just love that song. Welcome back, everyone, to Poetic Energy, Strong Island, Sensual Sheets. I see we have a hand raised. Caller from the 318. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, this is Alta Nicole Brown.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
I know you're going to break. You're going to break cotton candy.
My cotton candy again.
All right now.
You want to cotton candy again?
It's candy apple now.
It's candy apple now.
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Okay. And you have the mic, my sister. Go ahead.
Okay. The title of this piece is Dry Heat. I feel dry heat. I want to play in the sheets. My love is spiraling down to Love Town, where I love to be. Hot, moist, and wet, but I ain't had that feeling right now. I'm in dry heat because the beast that helps me beneath is not giving me that thrill and repeat. I'm in dry heat. I don't like this either. It makes my mind go blank. It causes my mind to spirally drive to process hot, moist, wet thoughts. Nothing that I bought would help. I can do nothing but process yelps of pleasure that the beast gives that helps my serotonin levels rise and me to roll my eyes. I promise I'd rather die than to have dry heat. I need a lasting visit from the beast that plays with me in the sheets. And that's that piece.
Right. And my sister clapping. She need a beast. She said she need a beast.
Mm. You're too much.
Nicole, go on with your bad self down. All right, strong.
Wow.
Where you want to go?
Go ahead, Nicole. I ain't mad at you.
All right, call us.
Whew. Okay, I see. All right, so I guess I'm going to be the next caller up. I'm going to come back with another piece for y'all.
All right, do your thing, girl.
And this piece is called A Time Spent, and it goes like this. The creaminess, the stickiness, oh, my gosh, I got a feel for this. The passion, the pain, oh, my, we did it over again. Soaking up, wiping down. Now you know this is my town. Words spoken, glances had. We both are looking mad. Time spent with all the attention just so you could finish your mission. Doors unlocked, floors exposed. Hey, where's my clothes? Bras undone, zipper zip quick. Man, you have to clean this chick. Hurry up, I hear a noise. Oh my, we weren't almost taken by surprise. Did you see those eyes peeking? I know we shouldn't be sneaking. Time to finish, yes it is. But my lover, you discover lace red thongs thrown under the couch. Hey, don't worry, this is not your house. Puzzled look comes over your face. Hurry, you must leave this place. They finally come through the door. Look at you, sprawled across the floor. Now I was kneeling on all fours, busted. It screamed from their mouths. I shout, this is my house, now get out. And that is my piece.
Oh, you just came out.
Heated one.
She
got one. That's your name. Your new name is Heated.
What's your voice, Stevie J? I'm sorry.
I typed in the chat room.
Stevie, are you trying to say you would like to come back with another piece for us?
No, baby, I ain't got nothing else. I'm through for the night. I'm just listening.
Hey, you did so well, my buddy.
Enjoyed it.
Well, enjoyed you. Enjoyed you a lot.
All right. I guess we have so many people in the chat room.
I see in the chat room we have Miss Black Homeschooler, Cali Girl, guest 13021, 14151, guest 14237, Katrina, Quiet Storm, Sunisa Marie, Stevie G, Strong Allen, and Trevai. Thank you, everybody, for coming out for our first Strong Allen Sensual Sheets. And now... I'm just so heated. These poets are just blowing me away.
Yeah,
they're all after my heart.
They are bringing the heat and just really letting us know. All right. It's just wonderful. You know that last that piece that we played. You that song can really just get you in a different state of mind. when you talk about sensuality. It's just that peace just kind of sets the whole atmosphere and the mood for you. All righty. Strong Island.
I think you got them all running scared tonight. Oh, no.
Somebody, we have 6 more minutes remaining, so.
Got somebody stepping up to the mic. Caller from 718. Who do I say is calling?
This is Katrina again.
Hello, Katrina.
Hey,
are
I'm
you planning to bring it
piece.
Through, or are you going to do some ice tonight?
Tell me what's the difference between the sensual and the ice. Tell me what's the ice about.
The ice is going to floor me. The sensual is going to hold me.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the sensual.
All right, you have the mic.
Okay, feeling you. This one is called feeling you. Okay. Why do I feel to reveal all I feel inside, no longer wanting to hide my thoughts, my desires? Why do I admire your blazing fire, your glow that flows deep into my soul, my every existence? There's no resistance. I surrender. No longer wonder. The need to ponder has been released. Every second I increase the desire to give up my liberty to be held in your captivity for an eternity of serenity, peace. You're like a cool breeze that has seized my heat, mellowing, melting, changing my state, the way I meditate, interact, and communicate. You're under my skin, pulsing through my veins, through my heart, my brain. You sustain and restrain my frame of mind. We coincide. There's no colliding, just a comforting that reaches the highest realms that seldom could be attained or maintained if there's no harmony. But guess what? There is harmony of the greatest testimony, not to mention the sexual tension that's laced in and out of every conversation, but with precise discretion. Though the fantasies are unrestricted, unprohibited, the illusions have inclusions of erotic, hypnotic, explicit, graphic images with no limitations. Energies maxing, we both climaxing, peaking, then relaxing into bliss. Electrically charged, senses enlarged to see the unseen, hear the inaudible, touch the intangible, know the unknowable, but 'tis only a fantasy. Will it be this explosive in reality? Hopefully. That's it.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yes. Katrina. Yes. Katrina, you have such a pleasant voice. You have a voice for reading sensual pieces. So I just want to pay
Thank
you that
you.
Compliment. And I just want to also congratulate you as being our fourth place winner. And we will definitely be connecting with you to get your contact information so you can get your medallion.
Okay, thank you
All
very
right.
much. Okay.
Yeah,
great show. Great show.
I want a medallion.
Yeah, you know you can't win. You are a co-host. Oh, but
a winner's medallion. I just won a medallion.
Such a pleasure.
Turn it over.
All right, all right. It has been such a joy. We have only 2 more minutes remaining in the show, and I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show during our Thursday night open mic. And tonight was Strong Island's debut night for her segment of the show, the Strong Island Sensual Sheets. And we will be doing this every week, the second hour of the open mic night. It will be her time to shine and really carry forth that segment of the show, the Strong Island Sensual Sheets. We just like to thank all of those who tuned in tonight and hung out with us, who graced our mics, and it's Stranger every Thursday night. It's open mic night on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Again, we give you love, and we wish all well. Please go out there and prosper and be a voice in the world. And again, thank you, all of those who are tuning in and listening in, hanging out with us in the chat room, Black Homeschoolers, Kelly Girl, all the guests, Katrina, Trina Ifield, Q Storm of Spoken Word, Shiny Three, Long Island, Tara Vial, I hate that I'm probably chopping your name up, but I'll get it right next time. But it was such a pleasure, and thank you all so much for hanging out with us. Have a great evening, and we will see you next time. God bless you, and congratulations to all of our winners.
Yeah, congratulations.
John Crenshaw, Evan Moore Alexander, Katrina Itrina, and Laurie Edwards. God bless you. Good all. Good night, and we're going to send you out jazzy with a little bit of Yancey.